Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Natco Pharma Limited Q1 FY26 post-results earnings conference call hosted by B&K Securities India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Hrishikesh from B&K Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. On behalf of B&K Securities, I welcome you all to the Q1 FY26 earnings conference call of Natco Pharma. Hope everyone is in good health and doing well. On behalf of Natco, today we have with us Mr. Rajeev Nannapaneni, Vice Chairman and CEO, Mr. Rajesh Chebiyam, Executive Vice President, Crop Health Sciences. I now hand over the call to Rajesh for the management's opening remarks, post which we'll open the session for Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Hrishikesh. Good morning and welcome, everyone, to Natco's conference call discussing our earnings results for the first quarter of FY26, which ended June 30th, 2025. During this call, we may be making certain forward-looking statements or statements about future events, and anything said on this call which reflects our outlook for the future must be reviewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. I'd like to state that the material of the call, except for participant questions, is the property of Natco and cannot be recorded or rebroadcast without Natco's expressed written permission. We'll begin with the call results highlights, followed by an interactive Q&A session. Again, hope all of you have received the financials and the press release that was sent out earlier. These are also available on our website. Natco recorded consolidated total revenue of 1,390.6 crores for the quarter that ended June 30th, 2025, as against 1,410.7 crores recorded the same period last year. EBITDA for the quarter was 632.7 crores, with margins at 45.5%. Net profit for the period on a consolidated basis was 480.3 crores. During the quarter, the business faced pricing pressure in the U.S. product portfolio and incurred increased R&D expenses on account of high-value projects. This is also reflected in other expenses being higher for the quarter. The Board of Directors have declared an interim dividend of 2 rupees per equity share during the quarter. On the segmental split for the quarter, I'll just briefly outline, which is also shared. The API business clocked 52.6 crores, domestic formulation 107 crores, formulation exports, including profit share and subsidiaries, was 1,126.5 crores, crop health sciences 34.7 crores, other operating and non-operating was 69.8, totaling 1,390.6 crores for the quarter. Thank you all. We'll take the questions now. We can take the questions when you're ready.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. In order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to two per participant. The first question is from the line of Nirali Shah from Ashika Stock Services. Please proceed.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. I had a question on Revlimid. Just wanted to know, is the Revlimid contribution this quarter broadly in line with the last quarter, or is it higher? And should we expect a higher contribution in 2Q?
We don't do a split, but I think it's been consistent. We expect it will continue into the September quarter. I think
First September quarter, I don't think we see much. It'll be a decline is what our expectation is.
So it would be fair to assume that almost entire large part of our quota would be exhausted in first half would be.
I think most of the earnings will get captured in the first half. Yes, that's correct. Yes. First half meaning end of September quarter. Yeah.
Understood. Yeah. And my next question is on NRC 2694. How many patients have been enrolled so far, and by when do we expect last patient enrollment?
I think the phase two is ongoing. I can't recollect how many patients are. I think it's more like 13, 14 patients have enrolled so far. So a lot of the patients mostly have been done in the US. We're also starting an India arm now. When do we expect? I think we need to do about, 60 to 70 to reach some sort of definite conclusion of where we stand on that particular indication. And this is indicated for late-stage head and neck cancer after failure of all the, existing therapies. It's ongoing. I don't want to give a timeline now, but at least, it'll take some time. At least, maybe we'll have more clarity as the year goes by.
So maybe mid of FY27 would be we can expect some meaningful data readout.
I think so. I think that sounds about reasonable. I think because it's late stage drugs, and I think if you're able to demonstrate some efficacy, I think it'll be interesting. Yeah. But we'll see how things. So we'll keep you informed. Okay. Next caller, please. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rashmi from Dolat Capital. Please proceed.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, while you said that Revlimid, the contribution was consistent this quarter, have you seen a bigger erosion, compared to quarter four or the previous quarter? And that is impacting our overall EBITDA margin. And related to that, I want to know that in the press release, when you said that the business is seeing pricing pressure in the US, apart from Revlimid also, are you seeing any other pricing pressure in other products?
I think we're seeing pricing pressure on Revlimid, of course. So I think that's the reason why there's been a dip. Are we seeing pressure in other products? They've been stable, but we also had fortunately other launches that have happened that has also contributed to our profit. So overall, the other business has been stable. I don't think we're doing extraordinary, increase in the sale, but that business has been stable. But yes, Revlimid has seen a decline.
Okay, and my second question is related to the crop health sciences. This time we have seen a good pickup, so how is the demand picking up, and are we on track to achieve that 140, 150 crore of sales for this year?
I think so. I think we had a good start. I think we have got good receivable. I think things are settling down. We think that this, sale will continue, and we're losing still money. I think we're still losing this quarter. I think we lost about 3-4 crores, 3.2 crores. So I think we're coming very close to break even. So I think we're almost there. I think we're doing well.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vivek from Inga Ventures. Please proceed.
Hi sir, thanks for the opportunity. So my question regarding, does you have any breakup of generic and non-generic revenue?
We don't do such breakup. We don't do breakup like the way you have asked. We do the way we have presented in the earnings. We do it.
Sir,
by
do you have an idea like most API of the revenue? Yeah.
Okay.
So actually, I'm asking
brand business. I mean, at a high level, I can tell you. I mean, all the businesses which are sold up outside India are all generic businesses. The India business is only mostly the brand business. Otherwise, outside it's mostly a generic business.
Okay. Sir. And my
your question.
Yeah, sir. So my second question is, so there is an investment in ICE teams Series B funding. So why we didn't invest on this round during this round?
It's an ice cream, you're saying?
Yeah, yeah, ice cream.
Which company you're saying, ma'am? Which company? Ice cream, you're saying?
Yeah, 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 ice cream.
What's your question again? It's not clear. What about ice cream?
So there is a Series B funding
there
in the ice
money.
Cream.
I got a question.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are investing, my friend. We are investing as per a proportion of our shareholding. I think our proportion of shareholding, I can't remember the number, but it's like 2% of the company. So I think we are keeping in this round also, we are, I think, investing equivalent to keep our shareholding. We've not gone up on it. We are just, we are keeping the shareholding that we have.
Okay. Okay, sir. Understood. Thank you, sir.
I don't remember the number, so don't hold me to it, but I think it's like, it's a 2-3 crore round. I think it's not a large number. I think we are investing. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mehul Panjwani from 40 Cents. Please proceed.
Hello, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Sir, what would be the impact on NATCO Pharma if there was a pharma tariffs been implemented in the US, worst case scenario?
There will, I mean, there will be some impact, of course. I mean, foolish to say there will not be any impact. I think you will see, I mean, I'm giving you a general answer. I don't want to get into, the US obviously represents a significant part of our portfolio. I speak for the industry. There will be, depending on the level of tariff, I think there will be a disruption initially. And then, you know, hopefully we'll be able to pass on some of it to our customers. And then we'll see how things go. But yes, we have to deal with it when we have to. So far, we're okay. But, you know, we don't know what the future holds. You just have to brace for it.
Right. And sir, my second question is, what is the reason for the decline in net profit vis-a-vis the 2024 June quarter?
I think we already answered that question. I think we have seen an erosion in our core portfolio and primarily our U.S. Business, and I think primarily driven by Revlimid. I think Revlimid has seen some price decrease and which has impacted our profitability.
Okay, and sir, when would we see a recovery in this one?
Revlimid, you know, over a period of time will, you know, decline. I think the market knows this. I think Revlimid will see further decline as the year progresses.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Rahul Chaudhary, an investor. Please proceed.
Good morning, sir. Can you hear me clearly?
Yeah, Rahul. Yeah, yes, Rahul. Go ahead, Rahul.
So this other operating expenses, other expenses have increased disproportionately this year. We had a policy of doing something like 8% of the top line, and you have said high value. So R&D expenditure, it's happening for the last, I think, 24 months. So can we not get any color on where we are researching, what we are doing, where will we see the impact? Investors, shareholders need to know what is there next year, next to next year, sir, beyond the semaglutide, because every minute is history now. We have made a lot of money. Yeah, that is my first question, sir. Where are we?
So basically, what we're doing is, okay, yeah, good question, Rahul. I think I'll try to answer the best I can. So what we're doing is, see, let us understand our generic business. There are two kinds of products you should do. You should do a product which will not have so much R&D expense, but again, you know, the upside is limited. Or you do these R&D projects which are $8-10 million type of expenditure, but if they pay off, the returns are also very high. So what we have done, Rahul, is very deliberately spent. We had a reasonable amount of surplus, as you pointed out. So we use this cash flow to spend on some of these projects. And I think what we have done is we have budgeted some projects where we wanted to spend. And the primary reason, the primary products that we are spending on are cancer products, where there's a clinical trial on patients, which are very expensive to do. And we're doing a lot of peptides and oligopeptide type of products. So this is where we see the future of this business. And we're using the opportunity of our, you know, cash flow to, you know, invest in these ideas. If you want me to name the product, strategically, you don't name them, because until you achieve an outcome where you have a successful filing, you typically name them. But I think things are going well. I think we will name them based on our success. Yeah.
Sir, the follow up to this is
on this maybe by yeah. Tell me. Yeah, sir. Go ahead.
Sir, sir, you are not getting deterred by all these tariff things. You are still targeting Para IV filings only. I mean, that is the strategy. We are sticking to that. Apart from the cancer trial that we all know is NRC 26948.
We are talking about NRC 26948 and also generic cancer products where you need to do trials on patients. So
okay,
these
sir.
Products, some cancer products, without naming them, you had to spend like $7-8 million. And US, I'm not going to get deterred means, I mean, you know, it is what it is. You just have to go with the flow. I mean, we have to just see what the policy is going to be. And based on that, you readjust your strategy. US is still the most important pharmaceutical market in the world, especially for these type of products. It's 60-70% of the business. You can't ignore 60-70% of the business and run your business. I think it is what it is. And regarding ignoring building a business outside US, I think we have made a very bold step. We have bought the second largest company. We've taken a substantial stake in the second largest company in South Africa. We spent 2,000 crores to diversify our earnings. We believe over a period of time, this will represent significant part of our base earnings in the coming years. I would believe South Africa will easily be about 15-25% of the base earnings. So we are diversifying away from the U.S. as well. It's not that we're not. But again, you can't ignore U.S. at the same time. So you have to play both the cards.
Sir, my second question is, sir, what is the intent behind increase in authorized capital, sir? What is the plan?
No, Rahul. I think I'll tell you what my thinking is. As of now, it's just an enabling resolution. We just want to have the option. I'm targeting another transaction, something like similar to what we did with Adcock. And if the number becomes larger, we just want the flexibility to have equity. At this time, I don't need any money because we have enough money in the books. But if we're doing another large transaction which can strengthen our base business and we need some flexibility and equity, I just want that option. So we're just taking an enabling resolution from the shareholders so that, we have these sort of flexibility, if need be, to consummate a larger transaction. Okay.
So the cash on books of 3,500 crores is including that Adcock 2,000 crore investment, right, sir? There was in the presentation or something written that.
3,500. No. 3,500 is the cash that we have right now. 2,000 will leave the moment we do this transaction. So the cash will drop to 1,500. Post-transaction, there will be some accrual of this year's profit, whatever that number is going to be, minus dividend, minus capex. But yes, I think if you were to say that today, if you were to, let's say, as per deal were to happen today, our cash will dip to 1,500 plus the accrual that we're going to have this year. Okay?
Okay. Sir, Kothur plant, sir, when are we going to get it back?
My friend. Okay, fine. I'll answer your question. This is your last question. I'll go to the next one.
Yes, sir.
So we had the two inspections. We had the Mekaguda API facility and the Kothur facility. So Mekaguda facility got cleared and we got the EIR. Kothur facility also had an inspection. We had multiple observations there. I believe it. We have answered all the queries. I'm hopeful that we will get a positive resolution. We have answered them. So they give us 90 days to, so we've answered in July, I think, if I recollect. So I think 90 days usually get a reply. So we've given and addressed all the concerns. I'm hopeful that, we'll get something positive. But again, subject to, how things go. But again, we have cautiously optimistic that I think we'll be able to resolve it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Harshit Zaveri from Pi Square. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. Congratulations for a stable quarter. First question on the acquisition of the South African company. What is the outlook for that company going on, and how well do we plan? And do we plan to increase our stake, or this would be the only investment there?
I didn't hear you well, but if I understand your question, what is our strategy with Adcock and how do we increase our shares? Is that the
right
question, my friend?
Okay, fine.
Yeah. So let me address that question. So I think, see, we've been looking to diversify our portfolio. I think South Africa is a very interesting market, and it's one of the most exciting markets in the African continent, the most stable country of the lot. And so we got an opportunity to buy a large stake in a very established setup. Even though it's a substantial minority, it's not a controlling. I felt that it was a worth, and we get to consolidate the earnings on an associate basis. And second, we don't have much business in South Africa. We can put all our pipeline that we have in India in South Africa and get a marketing setup and a distribution setup, which would have taken years for us to build. And we also got it at a very reasonable valuation, as you have seen. So it'll take some time. I mean, the payoff of the investment will take some time. In the near term, I think shareholders will benefit from the their base business that we're getting. And in the long run, I think we will get our pipeline in, and we'll also work with them to, you know, improve efficiencies and bring our, you know, pipeline not only from Natco, from other you know, Indian companies that we have relationships with, and so that we can strengthen our portfolio there. Yeah.
Okay, understood, sir. Thank you, and all the best.
Sir, thank you. Next caller, please.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Bino from Elara Capital. Please proceed.
Hi, good morning. Just a follow-up on the other expenses. This quarter all put together was around 525 crore. Is this roughly the run rate, the quarterly run rate that we should see going forward?
No, you know, it will not be the quarterly run rate. It will reduce because a lot of the expenses are a lot of one-time batch expenses. So let's say you're doing a clinical trial or you're doing a, you know, an exhibit batch for an expensive product. So there's been a lot of expense. You'll see a lot of expensing in this quarter and next quarter, but I think it will reduce, I think, starting from the December quarter.
Understood. Got it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next question is on the line of Gagan from Ask Investment Managers. Please proceed.
Yeah, good morning. So the first question pertains to, you know, your comment on the increase in authorized capital. You said you are looking for another significant transaction. Can you give us some idea of, you know, what to whatever degree you're comfortable sharing of, you know, whether this is a manufacturing related transaction or a front end or a further increase in Adcock stake?
Good question. We are trying for something that is stable and, you know, which strengthens our base business and gives us more strength in the market that we're operating in. I mean, obviously, all these are bound by confidentiality, and these are, you know, not done right. So, you know, we have not reached a stage where I can talk about it. But we will do something that strengthens the base business and, you know, gives us strength in a market either that we're operating in or in a market that we're not present in. So, which gives us immediate accretive earnings. I think that's what we're looking at. I think that's the nature of the transaction, right? That's the best I can answer.
Okay. All right. I have one more.
Please go ahead.
Yeah. So on the Adcock, you also indicated that, you know, it could be 15 to 25% of the base earnings. When you say base earnings, you're referring to the cumulative PAT of Natco closing FY25, and if you could give us some idea of, you know, because
I'm talking about my friend, it is PAT for 27. I'm not, because this year it takes close. I'm assuming a scenario where Revlimid is gone. I'm assuming only you know, we have all our earnings are without Revlimid, and I'm assuming that for the next financial, not this financial.
Right. And Adcock has had two or three rather stable sort of years. If you look at the, I mean, if one goes by the statistics that you put out on your presentation. So, I mean, do you foresee, you know, a change in their growth trajectory post you coming in, and to what degree?
I think we are hoping we'll bring some value. I think certainly I hope that we could improve those earnings, and also we're hoping that we could bring some of our pipeline from India and use our relationships that we have with other companies and strengthen the pipeline. I think that's the journey that we want to go through. I think we strongly believe that we can add a lot of value to the asset, and it's a great asset. And you know, it wasn't for the transaction, we wouldn't have had access to this sort of asset. So we're hoping, yes. I think that's the expectation, yes. You're absolutely right.
Okay, sir. Thanks. I'll get back in. Okay. Thanks for taking.
Okay, thank you. Next caller, please.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Abdul Qadir from ICICI Securities. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi, sir. So thank you for the opportunity. So in terms of India business, I know, so where are we in terms of launching semaglutide in India? And then from the next 2 to 3 years perspective, how should we look at this portfolio?
Semaglutide, I think we're on track. We hope to be there in the, when the market formation happens next year. I think that's our expectation. Subject to, you know, regulatory clarity. So this is 1 hour, you know, but, you know, so we have our own product. So I think all our dosing is completed. First phase dosing is complete. So our readout, I think by November, December, we're expecting, and hopefully it will be on track in phase one. So in the phase one launch with all other generics next year. So I'm hopeful that the product will do well.
Got it. And so then secondly, I heard your opening remarks on your agrochem venture. But then from a product standpoint, I think in the past you've talked about a couple of more launches to strengthen this business. So sir, I mean, is FY26 the year where we see those launches, or 27, 28 where we expect some meaningful traction getting built up here?
We have launched a couple of new unique products. I think there's one product called Glans, which is, I think, the only fungal product other than the innovator that is there. And then
Actually, this season we've launched about 5 products, you know, and a couple of herbicides, and then you know, there's a fungicide and insecticides as well. And these are all limited competition. So the idea here is, you know, you have a your products, but also introduce, like as Rajiv was just mentioning, this product fungicide called Glans brand, which was launched late last year. That's doing fairly well because
I think part of the reason why our loss has dropped is because the gross margin has been higher on the newer launches. And I think we're on track to sort of reach the break even level. I have expectation.
Correct.
Any signs of that in the numbers as in this? Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saumil Shah from Paris Investments. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi Raju sir. Good morning. I wanted to know more on your acquisition of Adcock. I mean, by when this transaction will be completed and how much it will add to our bottom line? So I think they are doing a yearly run rate of around 5,000 crores, and we hold about 35% in that.
Yes. So we expect the transaction completed in the next 2 to 3 months, depending on the regulatory clearances and all the other requirements. Regarding the consolidation, I think they're doing turnover of about $530 million, I think. I can't recollect the number exactly based on the exchange rate. And they have a PAT of around $57 or $48 million. So we will be able to consolidate 35% of that number. So 15 to 17 million, I think, depending on what the exchange.
Okay, so total PAT is around $48 million.
You can consolidate 35% of the PAT, my friend. Sorry?
Yeah.
Say that again.
Yeah, so so I just wanted the yearly PAT is around $48 million.
Just one second, I'll let me pull up the numbers. It'll be more precise. Turnover is last year was $536 million. And the PAT I can't remember exactly, but I think it's around $46 or $47 million. So depending on the exchange rate that we're taking. So your question was how much of the PAT we can consolidate? We can consolidate 35% of the PAT.
Okay, understand.
35.675%. So let's say for your mathematical simplicity, next year profit let's say is $50 million for mathematical simplicity. 35.75% of that is what you can consolidate. So
understood.
It will be like, you know, 17 million. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I had a confusion. Yeah, so can I complete my question? I had a confusion on your page 7 of your presentation. On the page 7 of your presentation, I think you mentioned financial year June 24, Adcock has done a PAT of 814 million ZAR. That is 45 million approximately.
Mm.
And again, after that, you mentioned on December 24, they have done a PAT of 6677 million ZAR. So this December 24 year end, they have done 677 million ZAR, is it? $38 million.
Yes. EBITDA. Net profit is 22 now.
So that is yearly profit 22 million.
What I can read from my presentation. Nay, Baba. Half year. H1.
Okay. That is only half year. Okay, so in Africa, it's June closing.
They have not announced their June numbers yet, no? They have not announced their numbers yet.
Okay. So this 22 million is half year.
They announce every 6 months and their financial year ends in June. So the June numbers, they have not announced it yet.
Understood. Okay, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rashmi from Dolat Capital. Please proceed.
Yeah, thanks for the follow-up. Just one question. This quarter, the depreciation was pretty high. So, does it have any impairment charges or anything?
It does, actually. I think we had a 12 crore impairment charge of an equipment that we block and efficiency that we were not using. So, I think yes. Normally it's around 43, 44. It was 50 something this time. So, so I think it's come from, I think 12, 13 crores
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may please press star and one at this time. The next question is on the line of Satya from ICH. Please proceed.
Hello. I would like to know, in the year of F27, when development is not there, what kind of revenue can we expect on yearly basis?
In the year financial 26-27
years? Yeah, next year.
We are not giving guidance for next year. I will not give guidance right now. I think I need a little more time. Maybe end of the year, I think I will give you some guidance. As of now, no, I don't want to give guidance. It's too early for me to give a guidance. I think there are a lot of moving parts that we have in our business. I have clarity maybe next year I think I can give you more clear guidance, because a lot of things happening in our company, transactions, order, you know, so we'll have more clarity next year. So can I talk about it next? Not at this time, I don't want to talk.
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Welcome. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Next.
The next question is from the line of Abdul Qadir from ICICI Securities. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the follow-up. So just one question on your other expenses, which was, you know, slightly inflated because of R&D. To call out for the number, you know, which was in excess in this quarter, And for your annual guidance, if you could provide of how should we look at R&D for the rest of the year?
I think a lot of the major R&D expenses are in this quarter and next quarter. I think we have planned it and budgeted in a way that I think June and September quarters will have bulk of the R&D expenditure based on the high-value products that we have. So it will decline. I think you'll see a decline in December quarter and the March quarter. I think that's my expectation.
Understood. And so one final one, if I may. So what would be your cash balance at the end of first quarter?
As of today, right now, it's about 3,500 crores is the cash. And this assumes that the Adcock transaction has not happened.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gagan Thareja from ASK Investment Managers. Please proceed.
Yeah, thanks for taking the follow-up. I just wanted to understand, does your deal on Adcock give you provision to raise your stake further? And is the current promoter, I do not know anything about the current promoter. Can you give some idea? Are they PE or are they founding promoters?
Okay. We have an option to increase our stake if we have a first right of refusal. So if they want to sell, they should ask us before we can have the right to increase. But the deal right now is only 35.75. I don't think at this time they are interested in selling. But however, if they change their mind, we have the right to ask for that stake. But still, it's such an attractive company. We said, no, we'll do this deal even though it's a substantial minority. Your second question was what? Who is the promoter? It's a very well-known South African conglomerate. They have multiple businesses. It's called Bidwest. I think they have lots of local. It's a very large South African conglomerate. I think they have multiple businesses. You can look them up online. So they're well-known. So you can just have a look.
Just one final question, and again, this is, when you say that Adcock can be 15 to 25% of, let's say, FY27 profits, I mean, if you extrapolate on 20 million, which could be the profit for you, that's around 160, 170 crores. Are you saying that Natco's FY27 profits could be, 5 to 6x of that number? I mean, by inference, that would seem to be the conclusion.
I would believe so, but anyway, that's why I do want to answer that question directly. Give me some time on this because I need some more time on it. I just need more clarity on my business. So I would like to give generally I give a guidance when the year before the year starts. So I would request you to hold on till then. I'll give you more definite guidance. I think closer to the end of the financial year. Yeah.
Right. Thanks, sir. I'll get back in the queue. Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Narali Shah from Ashika Stock Services. Please proceed.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up. I just wanted to know that since you are saying that Revlimid will see pricing pressure as the year progresses, but do we see any scope that in volume terms we'll be able to capture much bigger share of the market?
I don't have an answer to that question, Ash. I don't want to answer that question because I don't know what the future holds. That's why I said I'm holding off on giving the guidance for everybody's pressing me on to answer the 27 March numbers. That's why I'm avoiding it because I don't know. So there's so many moving parts and a lot's happening in our portfolio. And, we have the semaglutide launch. We have other launches in the ROW business and we need clarity on how things are. So I would request, just wait, but we'll see how things are. I think maybe by end of the year, I think we'll have clarity. Yeah.
Understood. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mayur Panjwani from 40 Cents. Please proceed.
Sir, thank you so much for the clarification on this Revlimid. One question, sir, how much of your portfolio is contributed by agrochemicals? Right now?
Whose portfolio, Natco's portfolio, you're saying?
Yeah, herbicides and insecticides, what do you mean?
Right now, this quarter, as of now, I think it's there in the segment numbers. I think it's 34.7 crores out of the.
Okay.
Of our revenue is agrochemical.
Okay. And what about, sir, these regulatory approvals which are required for the South African, we will be knowing in 2 to 3 months. So are these dependent on Indian as well as South African regulations or just the South African regulations?
I think India, I think we have sorted. I think there's not much. I think we have enough cash, so we're not borrowing much. So I think we have the bank limits. We're given all the guarantees that are required to get the transaction done. In South Africa also, we had to delist the company. So that's why there's a process for it. So we're running the process. And we believe that we won't have so many, obviously we need to go through the hoops, but we don't face too many challenges because we believe it's a majority South African owned. There's no majority foreign control, right? So, and the existing controlling shareholder, his shareholding is not changing anything. So we continue in a majority South African company. And so we don't foresee too many challenges for that particular reason. And but anyway, I think until it's not done, right? So I think that's
right.
That's
our right. So my last question is about fellow participant asked about iSTEM. I don't know what is iSTEM. So if you can elaborate or throw some light on it.
Okay, fine. Our presentation has it, but I'll just tell you what's going on in our NC and SLNG investments. So we have multiple investments. I think our presentation reflects about 5 ideas that we have. So iSTEM is one investment we have done, and they are working on a particular disease called dry age-related macular degeneration. So the gentleman asked us how much you have invested. We invested about $1 million, and he asked me whether we are investing. They're raising a press. Are we investing in that? I said we are investing, and we're keeping our shareholding. Our shareholding is like, I think, I don't remember the number, but it's like below 2-3% type of shareholding. So that is iSTEM. In addition to that, I think some of the other investors asked us about NRC-2694, which is one of our other NC idea, and then I told them where we were on the clinical trial. And of the 5 investments, and the biggest, one is eGenesis, which is $8 million that we invested from our Canadian entity, which does transplant of genetically modified pigs into humans. So they have some very interesting data, and they have some, there's one particular patient who has done extremely well and still doing well. So that is probably the most exciting of among our, NC cell and gene investments at this.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate your elaborate answer. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Thank you.
Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rahul Chaudhary, an investor. Please proceed.
So, regarding semaglutide, you had said earlier that Stelis is doing the API and you were using a fill finish also. So, sir, that is the same thing. That is for domestic. Are we going to, for the domestic launch only? Because there's some articles which are saying that...
Rahul, wait. You have made a wrong assumption. Just a second. Stelis is called OneSource now. Second, they don't make the API. They make the fill and finish. API is from outside, not from OneSource. Okay?
So what I was asking is that when we get our approval, some media outlets are saying that it's going to crash to 3,000 rupees a month kind of a thing. So will we not lose competitive edge if we outsource everything, or do we have the margins to play in that kind of a pricing also?
Rahul, honestly, there are so many moving parts in semaglutide. We could have a 1-hour call discussing that. Okay, so there are a lot of things that are there. Let's get some regulatory clarity and get our approval, and then I can. There are a lot of moving parts in it. This call won't be enough to explain to you all the moving parts. So my answer to you right now is a lot of moving parts, and we have, I think I have enough clarity on how to deal with this product and how to, I have some ideas and strategies, and hopefully they'll work out. And second issue on the pricing and all, I think it's too premature to talk about it. Too premature to talk much about that.
So are we getting okay. There's this drug called pomalidomide, do we have a filing there also? Para for pomalidomide?
US we do, yes.
So we haven't sold the product yet, right? So we are still waiting.
We have a full approval, yes, I think once the launch will happen, we will talk about it. But at this time, we don't have clarity on the launch date. But yes, once it happens, we'll talk about it.
In the sense, we have
confidentiality, the launch date.
Okay, but we don't have an agreement with the innovator like how we did in.
We have a settlement. We have.
That's so.
This is there in our presentation, investor presentation.
We already have settled. So to answer your question, Rahul, we have a settlement. We have an approval.
Yes, sir.
The launch date is confidential, but it will be disclosed closer to the time. Yeah?
Yes, okay? Sir. Thanks.
Okay, then. Thanks.
Thank you.
Next call.
We'll take the next question from the line of Chetan Doshi from TM Financial. Please proceed.
Yeah, thank you for giving me the opportunity. I have two questions. One is this total expense is almost 50% of our turnover. So R&D expense, you said in the earlier conversation that it is going to reduce. But instead of asking the target for this year, can you just give us a brief idea as to what will be the total expense for the current year? And second question is regarding the South Africa acquisition. Can we supply in our brand? The question is related to if US puts tariff on India and the South Africa channel is attractive, then can we pass on the drugs to South Africa unit and they can export to US?
It doesn't work like that, my friend. I don't know how to answer your question. Every country has its own regulatory approval, and that's how it works. So regarding the question that you asked, it generally the where product is produced, that from there only you need to export. So there are rules on country of origin and all. So I don't know whether
what you're saying. That doesn't work. Okay. And what about the expenses?
From what I can see, it doesn't work. I don't think so. It doesn't.
Okay. And regarding the current year expenses, how much you plan to spend in the current financial year, can you just give us a brief idea?
I don't have it top of my head, my friend. What I can only tell you is that, that it is on the higher side these two quarters because we have a lot of high-value products, and it will decline next quarter. Precise numbers and all, I'm sorry. I don't have the numbers on. Okay.
Question. Okay. NATCO is higher priced, underpriced, or it is fairly priced? How do you look at it from so many years of operation?
Good question. We have a very good return on capital. I think we have always got the big jackpots right, and I just do what we are what is beneficial to our company, and valuation is left to you guys. You value it the way you value it. I have no comment on that.
I think if you look at the portfolio
that we have and our PAT and our portfolio and our strategy, I think it is as efficient and as interesting and as exciting as any other company in the industry today. I think that's all I can tell you. Yeah.
Rajiv, higher price, yes or no?
I can't answer that question. It is for you to judge, my friend. I can only tell you about the business strategy, and we'll take it from there. Yeah. Thank you. Next caller, please.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Vivek from Inga Ventures. Please proceed.
Hi. Thanks for the follow-up. Sir, my question regarding guidance for R&D.
As you mentioned during previous call, it will be 400 crore for FY26. So how can we see for the coming quarter or FY26 overall?
It will be a little bit on the higher side, but I think it will decline in next quarter. Exact numbers and all, it's very hard for me to tell. I'm not prepared for it. I think there are too many moving parts. So I think we'll give you more clarity, I think, next quarter. But as of now, I can't answer that question.
So, sir, we are going to utilize 400 crore on R&D during the year?
I would believe so, yes. I would believe so, yes.
Okay. And, sir, my second question is regarding this tariff. How much effect do this tariff have on our export formulation as a percentage of total portfolio? There will drop, then approx how much will be dropped like that?
I mean, it all depends. If you're asking a very hypothetical question, but if there were to be a tariff, I think we will have the near term will have some impact, of course, because you'll have contracts and pricing and how much you're able to pass on immediately. I mean, there's always, you know, there'll be some concern, but I think in the long run, we would like to pass it on to our customers because the margins that we work on most of our products are very low. So there'll be some little bit of disruption initially, but I think everything will settle down, I think after.
Okay, sir. Understood. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Saumil Shah from Paras Investments. Please proceed.
Hi. Thanks for allowing me a follow-up. So in the previous call, I think you mentioned that we are estimating a 20% drop in revenue and 30% drop in profits for this year. So do we still hold on to that, or to the acquisition of the South African company, we would like to revise it?
I think for now I feel like holding on to it. If there's any change, I'll let you know. But as of now, I think, see, again, these are all estimates, my friend. I can only tell you what we see. You asked me. I was asked this question and I gave this guidance. But as of now, it seems all right. I think so. Yeah. I give a few basis points this way, that way. Yeah, there'll be some impact. But yeah. But around, I think, whereabouts, yes. I think that's what it looks like.
Okay. And sir, since the Revlimid prices are dropping, so how is the current quarter, I mean, shaping up? Is it similar to the previous? I mean, how can we look at the second quarter? Would it be similar to the first quarter, or it will be further downward?
I'm hoping it will be similar, but again, I will only have clarity when the quarter ends. I think there's a lot of moving parts in this business. So I think that's my expectation. But again, I subject myself to correction based on how things go out. But, you know, yeah, we'll see how things change.
Okay, so there is a price erosion further compared to the first quarter?
I don't know, my friend. Can you give me some time on this? I think we'll have more clarity, I think, when we announce the Q2 numbers. Yeah.
No problem, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Satya from ICH. Please proceed.
I just wanted to ask, yeah, any update on the case with Roche? Hello.
Can you repeat the question? I didn't understand what. Please repeat the question.
I just wanted to ask an update on the case that was going on with the Roche.
Resdiplam. Okay. So as you're aware, my friend, I think single bench we won. Then they appealed it in two bench in Delhi High Court. We're awaiting verdict. We're ready to launch. We already have the product ready. We have everything ready. We have already stated our pricing, strategy, but we are all waiting for to get clarity on launch from the double bench of Delhi High Court. So once we have clarity, I think we'll let you know.
Tentative timeline, like the second, third quarter, we can see some sales from them?
You're saying, ask me the timeline? I think from what I was told, I think we're expecting verdict any moment. I think it'll happen any time. Thanks for the verdict. It's been already a few months ago. So I think any moment you will hear it in the next,
okay.
Could be next week or next month, depending on whenever the judge gives the order. Yeah?
Okay. And just one last question, right? If everything goes as planned, you are expecting, right? What kind of revenue are you targeting from this particular medicine?
It all depends. We have the first more advantage, will be nice. Yeah, but again, we have to see who else also comes because. So there are a lot of moving parts. Once the judgment comes, acquisition happens, I think we can give more clarity. I think then I'll have a better idea of where things are.
Okay.
As of now, I would like to say it's an interesting opportunity, but again, I would like to wait for clarity from the board before we actually start talking about this. Okay.
Okay. Just, can I compensate the level of
okay, thank you.
Like,
thank you. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prabhu.
Okay, go on to the next call.
The next question is from the line of Prabhu, an individual investor. Please proceed.
Hello. My question is on R&D. Hello. My question is on R&D. Yeah. How many R&D products are you planning to file in the US in the current financial year? And within this, how many would be in the peptides and the oligonucleotide space?
Typically, it depends on how things go, but typically we file about 7 to 8 products. That's our run rate usually. And usually we target about 1 or 2 products in the oligo space.
Thank you. Do we have a plan to extend peptides and oligonucleotides to Canada and Brazil as well?
It depends on some licensing agreements. Like some of them we are tied up with other partners. Yeah. Sometimes we do extend it, depending on the situation.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Last
question, last call, please. Thank you.
Due to time constraints, this will be the last question from the line of Vishal Burana and Peter Invest. An investor, please proceed.
Hello, sir. I want to know about with respect to diversification of business, about the business strategy for the market in India and the products planned to be launched in India this financial year.
If I understood your question correctly, you're asking me what the business strategy for India is. Is that correct, my friend? Is that what you said? Your voice, I couldn't hear properly.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, fine. So India and all, I think we have expectations. I mean, as the two products have been mentioned in the call, I think Risdiplam subject to the court outcome, semaglutide subject to regulatory clearance and other issues that are there with the product. So I think these are probably one of the more high-value launches. But the portfolio is doing well. I think as you have seen the numbers, growing around 7-8% a year, the base portfolio. But if the new launches come in, then obviously the growth will be much higher. But I'm actually very optimistic that domestic should do very well. So we'll see how things go. Yeah. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
I appreciate the time that you guys spent talking to us. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you all.
On behalf of B&K Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.